九年级英语学科练习卷
Listening Comprehension Section A Listen and choose the right picture
根据你听到的内容选出相应的图片
1. We are not allowed to feed animals in the zoo.
We are not allowed to feed animals in a zoo.
2. Some children are collecting rubbish in the park.
Some children are collecting rubbish in the park.
3. People enjoying drinking coffee at the cafe around the street corner.
People enjoy drinking coffee at a cafe around the street corner.
4. You must have your temperature taken before you enter the school.
You must have your temperature taken before you enter the school.
5. You can take the second turning on your right and keep on walking for 10 minutes.
You can take the second turning on your right and keep on walking for 10 minutes.
Section B. Listen to the dialogue and choose the best answer to the question you hear.
根据你听到的对话和问题选出最恰当的答案。
6. Excuse me, could you tell me what time flight MU568 gets in?
Well, it should be at 4:30 p.m., but the announcement said just now that it has a 30-minute delay because of the bad weather.
Question. When will the flight arrive? Excuse me.Could you tell me what time flight MU568 gets in?
Well, it should be at 4:30 p.m., but the announcement said just now that it has a 30-minute delay because of the bad weather.
Question. When will the flight arrive?
Seven. Okay, time to go home.
I can't.I haven't finished the report about the newly opened restaurant.
Well, if you carry on working like that, you'll make yourself ill.
Question. Where are the two speakers?
Okay, time to go home.
I can't. I haven't finished the report about the newly opened restaurant.
Well, if you carry on working like that, you'll make yourself ill.
Question. Where are the two speakers?
Aide. Good afternoon. May I take your order?
Yes. Are there any vegetables in the beef soup?
Yes, there are some tomatoes.
Okay, I would like one bowl of beef soup.
Question. What is the man going to eat?
Good afternoon. May I take your order?
Yes. Are there any vegetables in the beef soup?
Yes, there are some tomatoes.
Okay, I would like one bowl of beef soup.
Question. What is the man going to eat?
Nine. How was your dancing class?
Exciting.But it was hard work. I really need a rest now.
Yeah, I can see that. Go and get relaxed.
Question. How does the woman feel now?
How was your dancing class?
Exciting. But it was hard work. I really need a rest now.
Yeah, I can see that. Go and get relaxed.
Question.How does the woman feel now?
10. You are taking a history course with Professor White.
What do you think of his lessons?
Well, to tell the truth, many students could hardly stay awake in his class without first drinking a cup of coffee.
Question. What can you learn from the dialogue?
You are taking a history course with Professor White. What do you think of his lessons?
Well, to tell the truth, many students could hardly stay awake in his class without first drinking a cup of coffee.
Question. What can you learn from the dialogue?
Section C. Listen to the dialogue and tell whether the following statements are true or false.
判断下列句子是否符合你听到的对话内容。符合的用 T 表示，不符合的用 F 表示。
Patrick, is that you?
Selena, hello.
Well, well, Patrick Eastwood, how have you been?
Great, how are you? I haven't seen you for how long?
It's been ages, at least 15 years.
Yeah, wow. What are you doing here? I thought you'd moved to London.
I was in London for a couple of years, but it didn't work out.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. Are you okay?
I'm fine. The dream job wasn't really a dream, you know. And London is great, but it's so expensive. I mean, just the rent on a flat is, crazy expensive.
I see.
So, I came back. I've been back now for almost 5 months, living back home with mom and dad, which is, interesting. But anyway, what about you?
Me? Oh, nothing new. I never left here. I'm married now. We've just celebrated our 10th anniversary.
No way! You? Married? To...
I don't think you know her. Her name is Mary. And we've got 2 kids. They're 5 and 8 years old.
Married and with 2 kids? I'm happy for you. I really am.
Thanks. You should really come round to the house one day.
That would be great. Let's exchange numbers and... Patrick, is that you?
Selena, hello.
Well, well, Patrick Eastwood, how have you been?
Great. How are you? I haven't seen you for how long?
It's been ages, at least 15 years.
Yeah, wow. What are you doing here? I thought you'd moved to London.
I was in London for a couple of years, but it didn't work out.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. Are you okay?
I'm fine. The dream job wasn't really a dream, you know. And London is great, but it's so expensive. I mean, just the rent on a flat is, crazy expensive.
I see.
So, I came back. I've been back now for almost 5 months, living back home with mom and dad, which is, interesting. But anyway, what about you?
Me? Oh, nothing new. I never left here. I'm married now. We've just celebrated our 10th anniversary.
No way! You? Married? To...
I don't think you know her. Her name is Mary. And we've got 2 kids. They're 5 and 8 years old.
Married and with 2 kids? I'm happy for you. I really am.
Thanks. You should really come round to the house one day.
That would be great. Let's exchange numbers and...
Section D. Listen to the dialogue and complete the following sentences.
听对话，完成下列内容，每空格限填一词。
There are many interesting stories about how a baby learns to say its first word. Now, Mike, would you like to share your story with us?
Okay, here is my story. I was about 18 months old, I think, and I started to say my first word. Every time a track went by, I would shout a word that sounded like a track, but to everyone else, it sounded nothing like it. My parents tried to correct me, but failed. Then about 3 months later, we traveled to New York. As we were waiting for our plane at the airport, I looked out of the huge window. At that very moment, I saw the largest track in the world. I had to tell someone about this. I turned to my father, who was standing next to about 1,000 people waiting for their flight, and screamed, "Track! Track!" My father tried hard to shut me up, but I was so excited, kept screaming my special word. My poor mother ran into the restroom and hid there until I finally stopped. Well, I learned how to say track correctly, and soon I was talking like a normal child. However, my parents would never forget the very first word I produced in my life.
There are many interesting stories about how a baby learns to say its first word. Now, Mike, would you like to share your story with us?
Okay, here is my story. I was about 18 months old, I think, and I started to say my first word. Every time a track went by, I would shout a word that sounded like a track, but to everyone else, it sounded nothing like it. My parents tried to correct me, but failed. Then about 3 months later, we traveled to New York. As we were waiting for our plane at the airport, I looked out of the huge window. At that very moment, I saw the largest track in the world. I had to tell someone about this. I turned to my father, who was standing next to about 1,000 people waiting for their flight, and screamed, "Track! Track!" My father tried hard to shut me up, but I was so excited, kept screaming my special word. My poor mother ran into the restroom and hid there until I finally stopped. Well, I learned how to say track correctly, and soon I was talking like a normal child. However, my parents would never forget the very first word I produced in my life.